Okay. I just have short on time. Like you say, it's a lot of words today. Okay. We're mamish right on top. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer. Niskal lo Bovel. Bovel was cursed. Niskal lo Shechinah. From the curse on Bovel, it spread, like Rashi says here, I think, Oyle Rosh Oyle Shechinah. Niskal lo Shoimrin. That's the, as I said, shortened part of it. So, Nisboruch Shechinah. From the Kololo of Eretz Yisrael, comes out a brocha to the Shechinah. Some explain because even the Kololo on Eretz Yisrael, the punishment, is b'etzem a good thing. I mean, the punishment on Yin is meant for a good purpose, not bad. It's not a punishment. It's a kapor. So it's nisbor chushchene. What's going on? Sorry. It's called shem. It's called nisbor chushchene. It's called nisbor. I'll make bovel into the inheritance of koyid type of wild animals. And I got my mind. Meaning there'll be all these animals around. He'll be mazik the neighbors also. Niskal shoymen those is baruch shchena od chsiv v'samti shoymen liyasoda l'matoy kerem. Yasoda means a pile of stones, and it'll become a place of planting. So in that sense, it knocks out the yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, but it's good for the neighboring area. V'amar Rav Hamuna, horoy a very interesting din. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Horoy chlusa Yisrael, population of Israel, which means we'll see 600,000 Jews. Not an easy thing to happen, but if you see them, omer baruch hacham arozim. The one who understands the secrets, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in 600,000 people, the Gemara is going to say, each one is a different, in the same shava, same parts, the same as the Mashiach, so this is the maximum number of deists you could have. This is Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. And Hashem understands Mashiach B'Lev Kol Echad V'Echad, that's Chacham or Rozem, the one who understands the secrets. Uchlusa Yakim, you see a massive Goyim, Oma Busho Yimchev HaKeret, your mother is embarrassed. Why? This as their insides are different, their outsides are different. He was standing on a step in Arabayis. Now there's a chance to see 600,000 Jews because it was Yontif from Stomach Alamoid. He saw Oyle Regals. He taka was on a higher thing. He saw 600,000 Jews. Oma Boruch Hacham Arozim. Now he added on, that's the bracha we made. He added on to the bracha an interesting thing. Uboruch sheboruch kol elu l'shamsheni. Boruch, the one who created all these people to serve me. The Rambam in the Hakdomah, the Pirush HaMishnayis, explains a very interesting, it's a very famous Rambam there. The Rambam basically says that the Tachlis Abriya is what he calls the Odom HaSholim. He goes through his whole thing, what do I need all the other people in the world for? So basically he comes out saying the whole rest of the world is either to serve that person or to be a society for him. He shouldn't be alone. He said Ben Zoyma was one of those people who made it all the way. He was on Hashem. In fact, the rest of the world was there to serve him. So he could make such a bracha. Interesting Rambam.
Ben Zoyma was when we had
they were everything, but he, his Milo, what was his special Milo? But he was a big person. That's the Rambam says. Man, I'm right here somewhere. Shlosha Chachomim. It's up. Here it is right here. No? Shlosha Chachomim, man. Ben Zoyme, it's up. Who are you, Oymer? That's a famous Gemara. Look how easy life is for me. Kama yigias yoga odom arishin. How hard he worked. That's a motzah pas lechol. Till he got the bread. Arishin. He had to go through the whole system. Chorash. He plowed zorei. Planted kots of ime v'dosh. Threshing v'zora. Ubora v'tochan v'hirgin v'losh v'ova. V'yacha kachol. V'ani. Mashki u'moska. Let him sukon. I get up. I go to Zish's bakery. I have rolls. Finished. I get three suits for free. I just went yesterday and had. Buy one, get three free. That's good. This store you get four for the price of one, and this one you get one for the price of four. You know what I mean? Okay.
Somebody has to make it.
What?
Somebody has to make it.
Yeah, but it's again, I mean, they're all doing it for me. I'm not. That's his thing. All the workers, they're coming because Rashi says he was rich also, on top of everything else, a rich man. Who are you, Oymer? The same vein, a good guest. What does a good guest say? How hard he worked for me. Kama bosa hevil, how much meat he served me, kama yayin hevil lefonei, kama guskos, how many rolls hevil lefonei, v'chom asher torach lo torach ela b'shvili, he did it all for me. That's what a good guest says. Aval areich ra mahu omer, ma torach torach balabai ezeret, what did he do for me? Pasachos v'chalde, wait, one slice of bread, tichachos v'chalde, ate one portion, kosechot shasisi, and he didn't even do it really for me. Kol torach asher torach balabai ezeret, lo torach ela b'shvili shtu bonov. Aloreach toiv ma uomo v'shteitaf, a good guest, zochor ki sazgi polo. He makes great the efforts, meaning he builds up the efforts of the balabais. Ki sazgi polo, asher shorano, that people see. Aloreach raksiv, lochein yirei v'anosh, people are afraid of him, they don't want to get near him. V'yish b'mei shol zokin bo ba'anoshim, sung about David's father, bo ba'anoshim, it's an interesting expression. It's extra. The posh doesn't mean too much in the posh of the pshat. Omar Rovi Temer Azviri Temer Avishi Zeyish Ayavi David Sheyotzu Buchluso VeNichnas Buchluso. It's his chshivas. It means he went out. Rashi, when he was younger, he was the sar on Shishim Ribo, and then he was a rebbe VeDorash Buchluso. Omar Rula, interesting zach Naktinen. Ain uchlusu bebovel. There's no uchlusu bebovel. Tona ain uchlusu pchusu mishishim ribo. So we said before, when we say uchlusu, we mean 600,000 people. Now this gemara is interesting. The gemara. What does it mean? Ain uchlusu bebovel. Lechur, it's a statement of fact. You never have a gathering of 600,000 Jews in Bovel. Probably says, who cares? And worse than that, who cares? The Rosh brings it lahaloch. What's not geya? Is in Rambam states very interesting. The Rambam. The Rambam says on this brocha, ro uchlusu Yisrael. He says be'eretz Yisrael. This bracha Ram says you make only in Eretz Yisrael. They want to know where the Ram get that from. Says the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, he got it from right here. That's what the Gemara means, Ein Uchlusu Bebovel. Not there's no such thing as 600,000. The din of Uchlusu you don't have in Bovel. That's what the Rambam got, that this bracha is only sent on the end of Adani Yontif says, it's pastish to speak of a great gathering of a yidn in Chutz Lortz. You know, we don't... It's not a chassar. There's a lot of Jews here in Monsi. It's not a mile. It's a chassar. We don't belong here. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah says. Ton Rabbon. Horei Chachmei Yisroel. I'm a borish a cholak michachmosel leyreyev. Chachmei Akum. I'm a borish a nosan michachmosel. Our guess is the boss of a dom. That's we have it all at the Rishonim. Mishkan Norch. Horei Malchei Yisroel. I'm a borish a cholak mikvoidi leyreyev. Now it's interesting, when you're talking about Yidden, Talmidei Chachomim, you say Cholak Mechokmosa. It's about Goyish scholars, and they point out that Mashiach doesn't mean scholars and they're religious. That we're not interested. We're talking scholars, scientists, whatever it is, whatever their thing is. The Chokmos. We say Nosan, he gave it. Cholak means he shared it, and I say exactly in English. The many Pshat, the Beis Yosef, and Mashiach say very good. Because Klal Yisrael is Chelik Hashem Amoy. This week's parsha, Yankiv Chevel Nachlos. We're part of Hashem. That's a cholak. The goyim are outside of him. He gave them something. It happens to be interesting. The Rambam has Nosan on both. I must have had a different gears in the Gemara. But that's our nusach is this way. There's also another problem here. They have Malchi Yisrael. So modern zachar Malchi Yisrael Yishay Cholak. Cholak mekvedeli Yireyov. Most of Malchi Yisrael were Rishoyim. They weren't Yireyim at all. They were Rishoyim. If you go to Nach, it's a problem. The Rashash wants to say maybe because Lamaisa they got the Melucha b'schus avoseyim. It comes originally because of the original ones, and they what are they? It's a point. It's a difficult point. The may say Rishoyim chom Yireyov. Af Akov gem zong Yireyov. It's a problem. Omer Bechelon liyoylem. We had this on Daf Yutes. Yishtadl Odom Loritz Likras Malchi Yisroel. Velo Likras Malchi Yisroel Vavad. Elafil Likras Malchi Yagim. You try and see kings. Why? Shem Yizke. If a person will be Zoych Elolam Abbo, meaning to Yimei Samashiach, he'll see the difference. What they call a Melech and Tkov and Mirgeben a Melech. Yavchim be Malchi Yisroel Malchi Yagim. I think it says Mishabur, if I'm not mistaken, Mishabur brings up the poskim. If you see him once, it's enough. You know, you don't have to be mivatel for learning to go around to see every king. You see him once, you know, whatever. You know, you don't have to be machmir in this inyan. Okay, let's go. Very interesting stories coming up here. Rav Sheshes Saginor Hav. Rav Sheshes was blind. The king was coming. The whole oilam was going to mivakabel ponim and melech. The kom also badai went with him. Rav Sheshes Ashkechei Ahutz. I'm sorry, Kabbalah Reb Shaiv. Reb Shaiv went with the crowd. The Mikal put him the king. Ashkei out Stuki. A Stuki bumped into him. Omalei. Chatzvei l'nahora. Pitchers go to the river, meaning to get water. Kagnelaya, but broken pitchers. Where are they going? It's not meaning, what are you going to see the king? Can't see. What's a blind man going to see the king for? Omalei Reb Shaiv says, keep cool, my friend. Tochazei, the Adanat Feminok. I know more than you what's going on here. Cholav Gunda Kamai, so the first group, I guess, of the soldiers, whatever, the guys who accompanied the king, came. Kiko Avshu was a big tumult. Omalei Ahud Stuki, the Stuki said, what's the Malka? The king is coming. Omalei Reb Shesh is low kohosi, he's not there. We'll see, Reb Shesh has done better at Matzah than this guy who could see. He's not coming yet. Cholav Gunda Tinyon came the second group. Kiko Avshu, a big tumult. Omalei Ahud Stuki, Hashtakos, the Malki. This is the king. Omalei Reb Shesh, low kohosi Malka, he's not here yet. Cholav Tlesoi came the third group. Kikoshatskit was kayet. Omalei Reb Sheshes. Vaday Hashdos and Malka. Now the king is coming. Omalei Outstuki Minolocho. How'd you know that? Omalei. The Gemara is always like this. The Malchus of the Ara came Malchus of the Rekia. The Malchus here is a reflection of the Malchus there. That, I mean, where the Kabbalim tell us everything here was given. It's a mirror image. We should be able to see what, in some way, what's going on up there. So we can always go back like that. The Siv Tzevo Marat of Avol of Nei Hashem, Vnei Hashem Oyver Veruah Gedoyl of Chozo. There'll be a great wind, Mefarei Korm, that breaks mountains of Shabbos Shalom of Nei Hashem. Loi Beruach Hashem. Er Hashem is not in the Ruach. Acher Haruach Rash, but that is a noise. Lo Berash Hashem. Vacher Harash Eish. Lo Beish Hashem. Vacher Oish called the moment Daku. The Melech comes, we call the moment dark. It's like the Malchus of the Rekia. The Malchus of the Memrach of the Rekia. It's here too, I understood that when it's quiet is when the king comes. Kios of Malka, when the king came, Kosach of Sheish is come of Arachle. What is it? I don't know. Now, when the king came, Rav Sheishas made the bracha. Pshuta, we learn, he made the bracha. That we just said, Nosa Mikvoidoi, Elabos of Adon. Omle Utstuki, Lamanda Lochosis, Leko Mevarchis. Someone who doesn't see makes the broch of strange. Okay, it was a wise guy. Agav, the person, if Mogavron brings him here, said, Tazant Mazach, you see that a blind person makes the broch on a melech. The Yerab is up in arms, Abrichas Ariya. I mean, no blind person is not making an Ariya, Abrichas Ariyas. But the Kipshuta and Mashul, so you see in this Gemara, this broch is different. Someone who doesn't see doesn't have to make the brocha. My have a little stuki. What happened to that stuki finally? What was the end of this fellow? Igadami chavroi kachlinu leine. The parasim took his eyes out. Igadami Reb Sheshes nosan einov bo. You have the same expression when Reb Shimichoi comes out of the Mora. He gave him the bear, evil eye. Nosan einov bo, but as a galsham atzomas. It died. It became like a pile of atzomas. Yeah, chorenim are very busy. What does it mean, nosan bo einov? Pashish learned nosan, everybody looked at him. He was blind. Is most of them learn it's an expression, not an ainov. It doesn't mean looked at. It means, in a mashuah, we'll talk in the first pshat, that it was not a nes for Reb Sheshes, and his eyes were open for a minute, so that he could be not an ainov to punish him. Who? What did he do wrong? It's Stuki. Yeah, it's Stuki Alain he did wrong. You don't need more than that. I think it's Shepard Reb Sheshes. He's also Stuki. You don't need more than that. You know? I said, I'm banned by Chamor Ben Shechem. I'm Zuchen Terutzim. Why did he kill him out? Nah, probably because of Shepard Reb Sheshes, I would assume, was the direct cause. Okay, let me again. Reb Shilo Nagdei Lahugavr de Baal Mitzvahs. He gave Malkus to somebody who was a boy like Goya. Somebody told Loshen Orem heard about the Malka. Somebody by the Jews, the Kodayin Dinam Blahurmano, the Malka. He's making Dinam. They were under the rule of them. He's Paski. He's having a bezin without shoes from the Melech. Shoda le Priska. They sent a soldier to get him. Ki osa am relay my time in Agdose. Lai. What you give Malkus for? Amalahu the boal chamrusa. He was born a chamor. Amalei. Isloch Sade, you have witnesses to that? Omlein, you have witnesses. Witness at least, as a child of Mashur, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Goyim Dan al-Pi Erechot, by Din and Mom, and it's in Mashur, it's a Kubay Din and Mephoshes. Also, Ose Elio, came Elio, Idm Leik Yinish, he made himself look like a person, Vasili said Eidos. So Amalei said, he said to him, Ihochi Baktolu, then you should have killed him. an interesting thing, because their tanya to him was what their tanya to him was, what are you judging now? Rishus from us? Now they're telling him you should have killed him. Explains the Rishus saying like this. Then says the tanya is, what are you doing things without asking us? What are you doing things? So you tell me, Chayv Misa, whatever it is, you should have killed him. You should have asked us for Rishus and killed him, not Don Malkus. I mean, whatever Malkus out in the Kimshadu. Omalahu Anan Miyema de Galina Miyaren, since we're in Gol, let's Rishus Lamikdal. We stam can't give Dine Nefoshis. Why did I give him Malkus? Explains the Mashur. Because since his din is really Misa, I don't look as Malkus as a din. That's like him Techoch, we're doing something wrong. That's not called a din. His din is Lamisa. Why didn't I ask permission from you and Danim Lamisa? We don't Dan Misa anymore. We don't have Chim Misas anymore. Atun, you, my debi Isun Avidube. You do what you want. Adam Ainame Bedina, as they were looking into the din, what should they do to this guy who's Baal HaChamor? Interesting, you see that the Goyim at that point weren't into being Baal HaChamor. They were howling by killing him. Nishvidi Gemara Chulim. It'll be because of Ksuba Lazoch. We'll get to it. I'm not worried that we'll get to it soon, but I'm not worried. But I'll see. My kids will see. I'm not worried. Pasuk Reb Shila V'Omer. L'cho Hashem Agdula V'Agvura. He started saying that pasuk. Amr Lei Maiko Amr. What looks that? Omer Luhochi Komino. Brich Rachmono. The Yov Malchus Ba'aro. Kein Malchus Derekia. The Yov L'cho Shultona. He gave you the power. V'Rach Medino. And you are Oyhev Mishpot. Mashuk says, what's he trying to do over here? At this point, he got a little nervous, Reb Shila. Because at this point, it looked like the Goyim would take kill this guy. He really, not Chayiv Misa, it was a Boil Mitzvah, Sachme. Boil Mitzvah. But there is news pass that Ram says, Malkus, that was Malkus Medabon, it's Malkus Mad, it's not Chayiv Misa, the Mice. Was he Mice? The other guy's a Mice. He's this guy. No, he wasn't. Omru. So he was trying to get them, you're looking for the truth, he's trying to slow down the process over here. Omru Chaviv, so they said, Chavivo Ale Yikr de Malchus. You see, he's so much into the covenant of Malchus. So they take gave him the right to do what he wants. Yavle Kulfa, they gave him a makalaram, and they gave him a stick, but they allowed him take it to Dan. Omule, they said to him, don't Dina, okay, you take care of it. We'll soon see, this guy didn't wind up so good either, 1 second. Ki Avinofak. The guy says to him, this is a strange case over here. You know what happened over here? He lied to the Goyim. Really. He told him he was a born a Chamor. Now, that's not true. His name was born a Mitzvah. He was Zoycha to a Nez. Eliel Novi came and backed him up on that. Zogah. Ovid Rachmon and Nisal is Shakri. That's a strange thing. He got a Nez. He got a Gile Elio for saying a Sheker. Hochi Omalei Rosho Lav Chamoriku. What do you mean? I lied. They're not Chamorim. Dirsiv Hashem Psar Chamorim Psorim. Pasuk Zoktach in Yecheskel. He calls them Zim Asusim Zim Osom. Psar Chamorim Psorim Zim Asusim Zim Osom. So they are Chamorim. So I didn't say anything wrong.
Who said this?
The guy, the Baal HaMitzvahs. He released him into the custody of Reb Shila. As he's going, guy says, "What are you for a sheker? You got a nes?" He said, "That's not a sheker." So now he got in trouble, Shtikel, because this guy's turning around and going to go back to the goyim. He just called you guys a bunch of chamoyrim. That's not so simple. That's not going to fly. Chaz yedeko ozel memer lohu de karino. He's going to go tell them he called them chamoyrim. Oma hay roidef, who has a din of a roidef. He figured they're going to kill him for sure. If they know that the Yid called them Chamorim with a posuk in Yecheskel to the two, this is who's going to kill him. At them gepaskin for a roidef, and he killed him. Vatoyro omrim bolo hogo chashkeim lo horgo machiyev v'kul v'katle. He don't have that stick v'gomarnu. Omar. Then he went weiter. Hoyl this avidly nisa b'hai kro. With this posuk, I had a nes. Mashul learns that's another nes. The fact that they gave him over the stick to do what he wants was he felt that was a nes. He got that nes because he was starting to say the post Hashem Agdul, and he said, "What do you call it? The Machusa de Arkei, Machusa de Rekia." Is the Rishon Lelachol Saint Darshin in that posuk? L'cho Hashem Agdul Zumai Sebracious, V'Cheinu Omer Isa Gedoyla Sarein Cheker, V'Hakvura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shenema Yaisos Yorah Gedoylo, Atiferes Zuchamu Levona Shomdu Lol Yeshua, and it was a big teferis for him. Shana Bayidam Hashemesh, Vyurei Chomad.
How do you see that?
Nobody knows what's going on over here. We just hold on one second. Vanaitzav Zumapalosa Shoroimi, Vechenu Oma Vyez Nitzchom Abagodai. Vehoid Zumilchemes Nachle Arnon. We had the other day, Shalken Yomasim Choshem, Zvoy Besufu. Bechlal, it's all out of order. It's not clear at all what's going on over here. It Mashur goes here, Alpi Kabbalah, that these are the seven spheres. These are the seven, the lower spheres, after Kachav. It's Chagat Nehi Malchus. That's a Gvuro. How's it going? What's the first? Gedula. Yeah, Chesed. Chagat. Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzachod, Yisod, Malchus. Gvur is Chesed. And somehow he knows that. How I know, I don't know. But each one of these things was done with that sphere. With that. That's how it's working here. And it's Lechom. That's Chesed. My Sebracious was with Chesed. Gvura, that's Yisias Mitzrayim. That's Yara Gdoilo. Teferes is Chamu Levono. Netzach, that's why it's out of order. Roim was brought down with the Koyach of Netzach. Hoid brought down Achle Arna. They brought that ness. Gechob HaShemayim V'or, Zumachem is Sisro. That's already with Yisod. Shalem and HaShemayim, Nilchem HaKoyachov Im Siloisim. You have both. Lecho HaShem HaMam Locho, that's Malchus. Zumachem is Amolik. V'chein Uomek, Yor Al Keis Ko. That's because there's an Amolchoma with him on the Kisei. That's the Malchus. Meaning when the Amolchoma is finished with Amolik, he'll get the Malchus back for Yoch. That's how he learns that it's not just from Muslim and the Pasuk, but each of these things was done with that sphere. Yetzias Mitzrayim was Chesed. Kriyas Yam Suf was Gvura Vaita. Okay. L'chol L'Roish is a new thing that any position is bid Hashem. Leiv Melach, not just being a Melech, any the postmaster also. The guy in charge of the Beiris Mayim, Min Shmayim Onulei. V'masnita Ton, they have it a different arrangement. Mishvei Debakiv, L'cho Hashem HaGedul is a Kriyas Yamsuf. V'agvur is Umat Makas Poris. Again, it's out of order. Again, the Mashur says, we're not going in order here. We're going in, each of these things we're done with that Koyach. Kriyas Yamsuf, Vaitis Chesed. Makas Pryris is Gvura. Teferis is not Torah. Torah is Teferis. That's good. I mean, what do you call it? Chesed Gvura Teferis. Teferis is always in the middle. Teferis is Yankov. That's Torah. That's always Avram is Gvura. Yitzhak is, I'm sorry, Avram is Chesed. Yitzhak is Gvura. Yankov is the middle line. That's Teferis. That's Torah. So it always goes that way. I don't even know what I'm saying either. It doesn't make sense. And that's Azu Yushalayim. Ahoy Zubes Hamigdash. I end the Mashua. He's interesting things there. Tana Rabbonim, Interessant Nazachim, Haroa Bote Yisroel Bi Yeshuvon. He sees Bote Yisroel Bi Yeshuvon. Oimer Abrocha, Matzev Gvul Almono. Zog to Rashi, important Rashi, top Rashi. Kigoin Bi Yeshuv Bayis Sheni. Is this, and from what Rashi means here, Rabbi Yosef learns, Rashi means like this. This bracha applies only be made by his sheni, because she was an almona, oisaka almona with churban bayis rishon. When we came back to be a shiva tzion and bayis sheni, that's called matziv gvul almona. We brought back the almona. It's like only be made by his sheni and only in Eretz Yisrael. This bracha. Many learn the Rashi not that way. The Marshal learns the Rashi. According to the Rashi, it's only be made by Yisheni only in Eretz Yisroel. The Baruch Bach means the Mashal learns Rashi means likened by Yisheni. But the Yisroel be Yeshuvim like in the times of by Yisheni. You could say it in Monsi, don't worry about it. Ken dozog lebrocha b'sheket in Monsi. In Primogodim state, as out of Eretz Yisroel, not Mashi Yisheni without Hashem or Malchus, we are choish v'shit sabes Yosef. So he say without Shem Malchus. In my life, I never heard anybody say this, bro. I have to be honest. But that's what he says. B'churbonon oimer, borong dayana emes. Bote akum bi yeshuvon. And by the way, the Rif, I'll tell you why not, because the Rif says, bote yeshuvon doesn't mean homes of yid, it means shuls. in the Mishaburub, he said the meaning is that way. So then you wouldn't say Bechlal on home. I had that truth. I never heard anybody say it on Shul either, I have to be honest. But they akum bi yishuvon om a base geyim yisrach Hashem. Let him wipe him out. Bechubonim al kiel lakom Hashem kiel lafiyah. Now here we spoke, yes, here's an interesting problem. According to the Rif, if Bote Yisrael means shuls, then Bote Akum means tiflis, churches. Frank the Beis Yosef, but we have another bracha for Akum yesterday. Haroya, or it was in Markulos, Boshin Osan Erachapayim Lo Ritzainai. The Beis Yosef like Shver, he doesn't like it. That's what the Bach says, we said yesterday. The Bach says, that bracha, Osan Erachapayim, is only when you see the Getchke itself, not the building. This bracha is when you see the building, the church. If you don't make that bracha until you see the thing itself. That's where the Bach got that from, we mentioned yesterday. Okay. What's the problem? Beis Geyim, the homes of the Horde, Yisach Hashem, you should wipe them away. I wouldn't say them too loud. But a Kalalis, obviously. It's a Pasuk, yeah. They were going on the way. You'll see now that this is a yes right away. You'll see we have a clear story about homes of Jews. So the whole riff is very shrek. We're not talking about homes, we're talking about shuls. You'll see even the story, we're talking about Jewish homes. He laid down, itnach, he groaned. It's Nogad, how did he touch Nogad? Laid down, he rolled over. I think it means he laid down. The itnach, he groaned. What are you groaning? It's not healthy. It breaks half the body. Bekitzer, why are you groaning when you pass by this home? You'll see it wasn't a home, it was his home. How could I not groan? This home, based the Havu Boshit and Afyasubi Yamomra, 60 bakers by tug, the sheet in Afyasub Alain, 60 by night. The Afyan the commanded so was a very rich man, Gvaldigabalt Stalk. He had by day a team of 60 people baking bread, and by night 60 people breaking bread. So anybody who needs should have. Zog the Goyen, why at night? For those who were embarrassed. Those are the first time Cheshabbos. Those who were embarrassed to come by day. He had people working through the night, people who come at night, but they wouldn't be seen to get bread. He never took his hand out of his wallet. The Sovar, Dilma also Oni Bar Toivim. Maybe Oni Bar Toivim will come, meaning an Oni who's coming from a good family. He's not an Oni forever. He was rich yesterday, lost, and now he has to start begging. It's going much harder for him. But Adumotel Elikis, until I get my hand into the wallet, commiscently embarrassed. So he always had his hand ready to take out the money immediately. Vesu, Havu Psichle, Arba Bovi, Laba Ruchsam, like Avram Avinu. His openings on his home on all four sides. We call the Hava Ayil coffin. Anyone who came in hungry, Nofikisova, left satisfied. Vavushod lechiti v'sairi throughout. Chiti nesom b'shnei batsayris habroi outside. The koma the ksifa milsa lemishkel biyamama shog b'leiko. Pick it up at night. Such a home, hash the nofal betila. Now it's a churva. The lo yitnach. I shouldn't groan. Text me why I'm groaning. Look what's going on over here. You see clearly that we're handling. The Gemara came off that previous Gemara. We're talking about homes. We're not talking about shuls over here. Okay, it's not directly on that bracha, but it sounds like this is the same Gemara. Omar lehochi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. He tried to what do you call it? Menachem him, appease him a little bit. Miyoyim shechora beis hamigdosh nigzor gzeira boteim shel tzadikim sheyichor. What can we do? Shenema bozen shem tzvokis imloy botim rabim l'shamel destruction. Yiu gedoylim v'toyvim mein yoyim. I mean the homes of gedoylim v'toyvim tzadikim will be chorav. That's part of the churban. But ve'omer Reb Yochanan osir hakodesh bor lanzir liyishuv. It will come back. Shenema shemalos l'dover abeitchem v'shem kartzien. We make him feel better. It will come back. There'll be an achom. It's a little bit like the Gemara and the Makis, with the Shualim Hilchubo. But does the achom? Because if that came true, then the rest of them will come true. It didn't quite menachem him because Kosov it was with destruction. Chaz yidalom yashiv daite omalei daile evet shehei karabo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is destroyed, then our homes are destroyed too. With that, he was Menachem him somehow. So it can't be, can't expect us to be better off than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will be like Hartzion. Yeah, it's just like Hartzion will come back.
That part I understand.
Tana Rabbonim, Haroyi Kivre Yisrael, Omer, Baruch Hashem Yotzah Eschem Bedin, Vizon Eschem Bedin, Chilke Eschem Bedin, Vosav Eschem Bedin, Vosav Lakim Chem Bedin, Mar Breda Ravina Messiah, Bo Mishmeid Rav Nachum, Vyodeya, Mispar Kulchem, Vosav Lachio Eschem, Lakaim Eschem, Borom Chai Ameis, Kivre Yaakum Omer, Busho Imchem. Very interesting, Nazar. Well, since by Baruch, a lot of these brachas, it says it in Loshen Rabbim. Usually, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Give me, you see one, you make the bracha. You have to see two gdelim. You see one godly, you find one, it's good enough. It's very interesting. Here, I don't know why, here, by Kivrei Akum, the Mishabura brings, the Mishabura brings that Yetake don't say it, Yesh Oimim, that you don't say it if you see one kever. No, it's different than everything else. Everything stays Loshen Rabbim. We'll see Brokim, we'll see Chachmi Yisroel. What? What? Kivri Akum, I don't know. Kivri Yisroel. I mean, Kivri Yisroel, we see it every Shleshim Yom. Every time you drive, you see Kvarim very often, the way we live today. I mean, you have to not see it for 30 days.
Again, is it a
Pasuk? No, by the Yidin. I'm talking about Kivri Yisroel. Forget about Kivri Akum. Kivri Yisroel is a plain Brokim. It's Brokim Shlomo, this Brokim.
They have it hanging in the...
Yeah, I don't know. It's right outside of there. I'm saying, but around here, to make the brothers mud. Every time you drive in 306, you see Kibbe Yisroel. It's very hard to go 30 days without seeing Kibbe Yisroel. In Brooklyn, we also had it on Ocean Park, with the Jewish cemetery. It's very hard to. That's every single day, twice. I mean. No, you see him, yeah. That's what people are very lax with this broch. I don't know, but what's the. I don't know, again, I don't know what's going on. He brings it from Halachas Ketanis, the Sefer, he brings a lot. Here the Nusach HaBrocho is in Loshen Rabbim. But I don't know, that's true by Chochom also. Shecholak Michochmoso Liyireyov. It's also Loshen Rabbim. I don't know, we do say it on one Chochom. The point here he brings, Yeshayimrim, that you don't say it on one Kever. I don't know, but the research, I don't know why it should be. And he says, that's what he says. He says, because the Nusach HaBrocho is with Loshen Rabbim. What? You can't find one kever. I mean, it's possible. Today you're not going to find it, but you could be. What? Friends? Meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah mekayim. Meis mitzvah mekayim. Meis mitzvah mekayim. Also, the first guy. What about the first guy who died? You know, the first guy they put in on 306.
There's a whole procedure.
Yeah, but there's only one kever. You can't kill somebody. That you can't do. And that's stark the Chevrik Nisha, not. They're tough guys, but not that tough. Okay, anyway. Omer Shuben Levi. Horoyes Chavei Rolacha Shloishim Yoim. Omer Bosh Chiyom Kiyom Legil Zman Hazeh. Lacha Yud Beis Chodeshem, Vom Chayim Meisim. And Tosef points out all the Rishonim as Lalocha. It's not anyway. Davka Chavei Rachov Yvolov. You gotta have some special simcha for seeing the guy. Okay. Omer Rav. Ein Ames Mishtakach Min Alei Ve Lalacha Shnei Mosa Chodesh Shnema Nishkachti Ke Meis Mi Leiv O Yisa Kikli Yoivin. That's the one who will see as Rashi brings. That this Yiyush, it's a story they found the donkeys after 12 months. You can assume this Yiyush. He gave it back to me to Saddin over Lefim Saddin, but you can assume this Yiyush after a year. So something is forgotten. It's Kemeis Kikli Yoivin. It's a mess is forgotten after a year. Rav Popper, Rav Huna Bred Yeshua. Here comes a very interesting story, boy. Rav Popper, Rav Huna Bred Yeshua. Havu Ka Azli Bu Urcho. They were walking. Pogu Bey, Reb Chanina, Bered Rav Iko. Okay, these two, Rav Pom, Rav Huna, bumped into Rav Chanina, Bered Rav Iko. Omru Lei, Bahadi de Chassina, when we see you, Brichan Aloch, Tarti. When we see you, we make two brochas. They hadn't seen him for a while. First of all, Baruch Hashem Cholak Michachmosel Yireyev, because he was Zich HaGodl, and here you see on one, you make it. The Shechayonu, because I hadn't seen him in 30 days. He turns around and says to them, Omaluhu Anonami. They said to him, we see you, we make two bros. He turned around and said, I see you, I make three brachas. Kevin is a chazinchu, chashvesinchu, ilave, keshit and rivev on base Yisrael. I consider you as choshuv as shishim ribo, ubrichno alaych utloso. Hanachtart, emei ashecholak, I made shechayonu, uborich chacham horozim. Okay, now at first, a tremendous chiddush in his Gemara that you could say, I look at you like 600,000 people. Bays, what are we going to do with the Rambam? We just said the Rambam said there's no Boruch HaChama Rosam outside of Eretz Yisrael. They clearly were not Eretz Yisrael. They're not above it. There's a Cherezach. But Yosef is Matrik. He says it doesn't mean he mamish made the Boruch. It means he said, I machshev you like 600,000. That should be Roy for the Boruch. We didn't really make the Boruch. It's a big doichak. Big doichak. Oh. Omrulei. Now this is a very strange Gemara here. Omrulei, they had something, not clear what their tine on him was. What did he say wrong? Omrulei chakim eskulei, hi, you're so smart. Somehow, it must have felt that he was trying to make a wisecrack here. Oh, you make two brachas on me, I'll make three on you. I don't know exactly what's going on here. Yavu beyanai v'shochav, and he died. That's a strange piece of Gemara. Now, the Bach says, I'm very dickish to the Torah. This din, as he can make chachama rozim, on somebody you consider like 600,000, in talking Rambam, in talking Riv, in talking Shulchanoch, it's not there. She says, why not? Why not? So the Bach says, because he was wrong in bad prayer. He made up his own brach. He was taka wrong. Faket, that was the tain on him. He made up a brach and said, "Stam a brach levatola." That was the tain on him. He's like, oh, you're making up your own brach. That was the tain. Not that he said something sharp to them. That he poshut made a bracha. I made up a bracha, and there is no such bracha. Forget that's how the Rishonim knew that we don't buy this line, because he was punished for making that bracha. But whatever it is, it doesn't exist. And even the Torah says the Torah does bring the din. The Torah brings that if you find somebody that you consider as choshev shishim ribo, you can make a chama rozim. But the Torah says Hashem that we don't have such a person anymore. Bisman said. So lemais you can't make this broch. The Torah says yesh. The Ram the Riv don't have it. No, you make cholak mechokmos. But chama rozim no. Poskim say no. We don't make it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. And even those who say you could say the Torah says say this inside that we don't have it. Bisman said you can't make it. You can't make this broch. Cholak mechokmos. That's an undermice. That's an understorm. Okay. Why do they teach bakonim? I would say freckles, something like freckles. Spotted like freckles. Omabong Mishana Bri is supposed to point out right away that in a place where it's motzi, I would say today, freckles, I got motzi. I can make Mishana Bri some freckles today. He talked about things that are very strange. Oh, so you make Mishana Bri, Mesve. Rosa Kusha, Shvarza. Vesagichor, very red complexion. Alavka, very white. Vesaki Peyach. He was kind of short, but the Gemara in Pchayr says it means a person who's very tall and very thin. So it's like he can't support himself. So he's always bent over. Sananas, a midget. Veshadarnikis. The Hadarnikis. So for grabs, what should we say on Hadarnikis? It's full of warts, is the best I can get it. What do they touch it? Somebody with a lot of warts. Omeborg Mishana Sabriyas. Okay. Esakiteya, someone has hands chopped off. Now, usually Kiteya means a leg was cut off. But then we have next Chige. So here Kiteya must mean an arm or arms were cut off. Sasuma, blind person. Vespesuye Horoish, strange things. Sounds like his hair is not, it's like matted down. They have a tight trip to your rose, matted down your. This is a mode unclear. Most of the Rishonim have this in the first group of Mishana Brias. That's how Rashi seems to have it. Okay, anyway, Esachiga, someone's leg was taken off. Mukeshrin, a type of disease. Vesha Bahakonim, that's the people we're dealing with. Omer Bar Dainevs, you just told me on Bahakonim you make Mishana Brias. Loi Kosher. Homi me ima hobosa this yalit. Now, this had a post can basically bring it down. All these things are strange things. If they're there from birth, you make Mishana Brias. If they happened in his lifetime, then you say Dayan or Emes. Because that's the key called Mishana Brias. A guy who was walking and he was accident broke his leg. That's not Mishana Brias. It's Dayan Emes because it pains you to see a person in such a state. Points out that Rav and the post can bring it. It's only Taka. Mishana Brias will make on anybody. Dayan Emes you'll make only on somebody that Taka pains you to see him in that shape. I mean, it had nothing to do with the guy, and I'm making more Dayan Emes. I mean, Dayan Emes had to do with the Tsar Shabu. Deikonami, the Ketoni, do me the Kiteya. Yeah, they've got Bahakonim in the second group, Kiteya, which means it happened later, Shmamino. Good, turn up on a peel, Koifa, keep off an elephant, a monkey. Let's keep off again. We discussed it yesterday. We didn't know yesterday. One. Rashi says, Oif Shikorin Walter. Listen to Slachaim Kohen. He has a face like a person. I thought it was an owl. What did I say here? Walter Osnia. I think it's an owl. The face. The, you know, has a whatever. What?
Vulture.
Yeah, Rashi says Walter. Whatever. Yeah, Walter claimed Vulture. Okay. His face looked like a person. I haven't seen a vulture lately. Okay. I don't know if I would look that closely either, but no. Okay, Mishanas Abrius, Rua Abrius Tovis Vilonis Tovis, Boshe Kocha Lobeloma. That's not Ilonis Tovis from a four believe Luvon. This is Stam. You see Abrius Tovis Loni, enjoy seeing them, is Bor Kocha Lobeloma. And Chayodim brings, why? We don't say it. People do not say this bracha today. Seems to say because we see these things all the time. Again, it's things are not unusual. Something you'll see an unusually pretty thing, maybe you would make it. Chayodim says we don't make it. Okay, Allah Zikim. Okay, we're getting now into. Gemara Idik astrology. I claim total ignorance. My Zikin, a mission al Zikin, you make Koichu Gvosa. What's a Zikin? Oma Shumul Koichu de Shovet. The Machalik's Rashi and Tais, it could be it's a meteor, it could be it's a comet. One of them is a shooting star. One of them is a comet, you know, has a long tail. I forgot which is which. It's a comet. The Ram says a star with a zone of. They came, it's a comet. The Rashi sounds more like a shooting star, a meteor. I'll get him. Oma Shmuel, the famous Shmuel, Nehirin Lishrili, Shmuel was an astronomer. Nehirin Lishrili Lishmai, I know the pairs of the sky, Kishrili, I know it as well as the back streets of Nardoya. Lebar Mikrech with the Shovet, that I don't understand so well. Leidana Mine, I don't know exactly what it is. Ugmiri the Lova Kislo. They knew that a shooting star never crosses into the Kislo, it's one of the signs in the of the Mazolus. It's a constellation. But anyway, shooting star never crosses Kislo. If it will go through Kislev, it's going to be a disaster. Look in the Goyin, he has Marochas Nefloys, and what's going on over here. But maybe in short form, the Kechovim have certain Hashpoyas on the world. Hashem did put powers into the Kechovim. That's how it comes down to this world. Now that's why the originally were Oyved Kechovim Umatzolos, because they saw them as independent sources of power. They are not. They are sources of power. It's coming from Hashem. They've missed that last step, but there is things coming down through every star. And if they get mixed up, it's not good for the world. So if these two things will clash, the power that comes out too much can destroy the world. Okay. We do see it passing through Kzil. It's the shine. It looks like the star, but it's really not. Ravuna Breda Vishu Omar. What is the way Rashi learns another pshat? What is Zikin? Vilon hu de mekara de megal. That word goes out megal. Vilon hu de mekara umelzin har de rikia. There are seven rikiim. The bottom one is viloin. He claims Zikin means when the vilon is slit, there's some sort of a tear in the vilon. We see into the rikia and it shines. You see also like a line of light. That's Zikin. Rav Ashi Omar, going back to the other problem. We have a Kabbalah that a Zikin never crosses into the constellation of Ksil, but Lamaisa we see it happening. Ravashi Oma Koich Vahu Da'oka Mehaigis of the Kislo, a star was pulled out from this side of the Kislo. V'chozi Lechavri Mehaigis, so the star on the other side sees that star pull out. Umavis, it gets scared, starts shaking, the Goyin says. Umavze Kemande Ova. You know, you have Kislev over here, you have a star over here, and you have a star over here. This star disappears from the sky. This star starts to shake. So it looks like this star crossed over to this. That's what it's looking like to us. Again, the going goes with his. If that star disappeared, that means somehow its koyach was taken away or was changed. So this star is now getting nervous, so to speak, that star will take it over, its powers will start shaking. Okay. Shmuel Romik Siv. Okay. Ois Apostle Geniov. Osh Ksil Vikim. These are three of the Maroch, of the Mazolos. Osh Ksil and Kimo. They have English names in them. I mamish know nothing here. Uksiv Ois Kimo Uksil. Shmuel's problem is a simple one. How come Ksil comes first sometimes and Kimo comes first? Usually the first one is the strong one, the more powerful one. Zogdim Ho Ketzad. But basically what we're saying is here that Ksil is a source of heat. Tima is a source of cold. So therefore, they both are equally strong. The Ksil, which is the source of heat, rains strong in the summer months. Kima rains strong in the winter months. That's why in one pasuk, this is first, one pasuk, that's first. Ilmole chamo shel ksil, not the heat of ksil, on a sky in oil, the world couldn't exist. Make tzina shel kima, got a cold of kima. Ilmole tzina shel kima, lon a sky in oil, ne chamo shel ksil. Again, the goyins are busy here with the balancing act of nature, how these things work. Ugmiri, we learned, the love uksit to akrab, not for the tail of akrab. Now, akrab is a big mess here, because akrab is another mazel, scorpion. That's another thing. We don't mean that here. This mean, akrab here means part of kima. It doesn't mean akrav in general, it's kima. That's a rational, it's a big asik here. If not for the tail of the akrav up there, the manach bin ahor dino, there's a river of fire up there. If it didn't dip the tail in that, I mean it got this little bit warmed up. Kol man have a trika like akrav, anyone that was bitten by a scorpion will have a chaya. Again, it's the same business. The akrav down here takes its power from the akrav up there. Now, the akrav is part of kima. Kima is cold. Now, again, in the Gemara's way of looking at it, the problem in the bite of an akrav is cold. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says the remedy for an akrav bite is hot water. In Olam Mezetman, at the koyach, the mazik of an akrav bite is the cold, because it's coming from akrav, which is kima. Zog the Gemara, if not for the tail of akrav up there being dipped into the hardina, the cold in akrav would be so strong that the reflected cold in a scorpion here would be so strong that nobody could survive a scorpion bite. Okay? That's not bad for not knowing one word what I just said. But that's what it says. V'hainu dechoma le'rachmona le'iyoiv hasekashe ma'adanos kimo. Can you tie up, it's like, can you be like Hashem? Can you tie together the knots of kima? Or can you open up ksil? And going again explains. Kima is the cold one. Ksil is the hot one. Cold contracts. In the cold, they're very tightly together. Heat expands. So there it's like opened up. So he says, can you make it tight the way Hashem make tight kima? Can you loosen up the loosening ups of ksil? My kima, why is it called kima? I'm sure kimeya kochve, like 100 stars. I'm related to mechan, for something to, so it's got to be spread out. My osh, what is osh? Okay, we'll stop here for osh.